Celine, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning, Mr. Whelan. How art thou?
And, Miss Byrne, I'm awfully well, to be honest with you. And you, I am led to believe that you are not at home as we speak in our normal way.
I'm having the life of Riley, if everybody knows what that life is like. I'm up in Dublin and yeah. We are at the moment, we've rehearsed this week for our recording next week of Lab OM, which will be going on live stream on the 30th of March.
Yes.
So I'm across the road from the Bord Gáis, just relaxing and concentrating on my work, but also having the privilege of staying up in Dublin for 2 weeks.
That must be
a mini holiday.
It must be terrific because
it's
you must
amazing.
Feel...
I feel like I'm on holiday.
I know, totally free. The funny thing about where you are, and I'll tell you this because I pass the Bord Gáis every day in and out of here, and it must be wonderful to look out the window and see your face emblazoned on the front of the Bord Gáis. That must be a weird feeling.
Oh, look, you're famous for 2 weeks while they're advertising, all right.
Yeah. Look, away with that. Went you on buses and everything. But it's very effective. It's very effective because no one can miss that poster when they go by. But look, aside from that, you must be so excited about this, are you?
Oh, I am. Do you know what, Marty? It's actually a nice poster. What I might do is I might bring it home and then plaster it on the side of my house.
You must have a huge house.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm really excited. Look, first of all, everybody knows we're in the middle of a pandemic, so it's wonderful to be back at work.
Yes.
But it's very, very different, I have to say, because obviously because of the virus, we have to take precautionary measures and everybody has to be 2 metres apart. And even the recording itself that we're going to be doing is a little bit, no, it's not problematic. It's really exciting. But obviously, you're so used to standing beside your colleague and hearing his voice or her voice against yours and trying to do a mix that way.
Yeah.
So it's a different situation because, first of all, we're doing a recording. And second of all, we're doing a live stream of a concert version of Bohème as opposed to kind of jumping around the stage, which you're used to doing.
We were talking to Stephen Falloon the other day, and he's a lovely man, but he's high as a kite. And it is lovely to hear the excitement in his voice about the fact that this is happening in the Bord Gáis, because it's been closed. You know, some places have tried various things, but the Bord Gáis has been actually closed.
Yes, we were supposed to go in when the lockdown happened last March. We were due to go in that week for our first stage rehearsal in the Bord Gáis. So we never made it to the Bord Gáis.
Yeah.
Almost never did.
It is, but it's a strange feeling. But now to know that people, and we
one
were saying,
later, we're back.
We're back, thank God, and that we're going to have this live stream. But we were just saying, and I know you agree, we were kind of saying, he was suggesting people should have a little drink beforehand. And you know, the idea is dress up as if you're going to an event in the Bord Gáis. But I think it's a great idea. I think that's what people should do.
Get out the bottle of wine and just enjoy yourself.
Have your tea.
It's a night at the opera, but you're at home.
Exactly. And you don't have to get the bus anywhere. And
you can cough without disturbing the singers.
And you won't give bullseyes looks if somebody coughs.
You can take out your sweets and rustle those papers. Not a bother.
Could even eat popcorn at an opera. Unheard of. Unheard of. But it could be done.
And wine.
Yeah, it's €20, the early bird price, I say. €20 or 15 for a concession. But €20 is a very good price, particularly if there's a gang of you watching this thing. Do you know what I mean? It's
absolutely
terrific. It really is. And it's bordgáisenergytheatre.ie if anybody wants to do it. Listen, I want to just play a little something from Bohème. Don't worry, I'll play you in a minute. But I think we're safe to play Giuseppe Di Stefano. Do you know who's
oh, my goodness.
I know, I love him. I just love him.
Yeah.
Your Rodolfo is
Marunas Vitulskis.
That's absolutely
just
right.
Just in case you can't pronounce it.
It's just, excuse me, 20 years of Eurovision, how dare you? Marunas Vitulskis. See, I knew. Anyway, Di Stefano is absolutely my one of my great heroes. And here he is from Bohème.
Che gelida manina, se la lasci riscaldar, cercare che giova al buio non si trova. Aspetti, signorina.
chi son, sono un poeta, che cosa faccio?
Now, I just love Giuseppe Di Stefano. I love him to bits. I picked up this great 10 CD set of his. It's everything, you know, the Neapolitans and everything else.
Yes.
And it's just, I don't know. He's so alive and it's so vibrant.
Yeah.
But anyway, every time I hear him,
He's a wonderful musician.
Oh, he was wonderful. A very sad end, too. But listen, forget the end here situation. You've been in Kiev.
I was in Kiev in January, yeah. I was doing a recording. And it was, they were on lockdown, too. So
yes.
I wasn't going around the place going mad, and it was minus 14 with Baltic.
Minus 14? Where would you be going? No shopping.
It was nice to go over there.
Kiev is nice. I think Kiev's a lovely city.
It was lovely. I went to St. Catherine's Cathedral and everything. I did my sightseeing, even though everything was closed, because I cannot travel somewhere and not investigate what the place is like.
Well,
so
I think
it was wonderful,
vital, yeah.
But all it was snowy and nice, but it was really cold. Yeah. And then with the masks and everything, when I was breathing through the mask, the condensation was rising. So my eyelashes and my eyebrows were like freeze. They started to freeze and stick together.
It's awful.
Mad.
Mad, isn't it?
Mad.
But look, but you were recording over there. Recording.
Yeah.
Not filming, recording. Making an album?
Yeah, no, I was doing a recording. I'm making a little album for myself. And I don't even know where it'll go. It's kind of like piano bar, jazzy vibe, and just something different.
Really?
It's different from what they're doing next week, the recording of Bohème, of course.
No, I know,
that's obviously an opera, but
yeah.
I just wanted to do something during lockdown. I didn't want to kind of sit in my laurels and do nothing. So I said, look, while I have the time, why don't I do this?
And how
come...
So I did, How come the Ukraine was the place to do it?
Because they are the only orchestra that were actually working.
Ah, okay. Well, that's a very good reason.
And also, they're a little bit cheaper.
But hang on. Yeah, okay. But are these like saloon songs? Is that what you're talking about? That's
kind of like, you know, people might see if they follow me on Facebook. I put out something there on the Ivory Sessions with Mark Cahill. I did an Elvis song, Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Right.
And so on the recording that I did in Kiev with the orchestra, I did My Sweet Embraceable
You.
You,
yes. Yeah.
I did Smile, Charlie Chaplin's Smile.
So you did...
Things like that.
Yeah, but these are American classics. These are songbook classics.
Yeah, just something different, yeah.
The Great American Songbook is what you did.
Yeah, kind of.
And what do you mean for you? You didn't go over with an orchestra just for yourself, with respect.
No, I wanted to do something that I've always wanted to do.
Sure.
And I am actually doing it for myself, as in I'm doing it myself.
But you're going to release it, I mean. You are going to release
it. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. We'll just see where it goes.
I know what you're thinking.
We'll see what happens.
I can know exactly.
You never know what will happen.
I know exactly what's going on in your mind.
I want to release it on your show, is it?
That it'll be a stage show. It'll be a stage show, and you can do it on stage with the RT Concert Orchestra.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
But I'm forever giving people ideas, and I get no credit. I know full well that's
you
what you're
You gave me loads of ideas in the past. That's
I know,
why I love you.
I know.
You're a friend.
Well, I think that's what this is. I think that would be a great idea. I think, thank you, Martin. Say thank you, Martin.
Thank you, sir.
Not at all. I have a feeling it'll be. But and I'd love to hear you do it. Is there any way we can, or will you ever, will you soon, will you maybe? Share a track with us that we could, I don't mean now.
I will.
But down the line.
No, I'd love to.
Because it's really interesting. I love that. Because Renee Fleming only did one kind of different album, I think. She did Tears for Fears and stuff. I think, you know what I mean? It's lovely to take another, just a different direction.
No,
see
look,
what happens.
It's just something different because, to be honest, with the lockdown and everything, you know, I obviously lost my job, lost my livelihood, lost my passion. Yeah, and even now, even though we're still in lockdown, our national orchestras are finding it hard to come together.
But at least they can do a little bit, but imagine being in a choir.
Yeah.
That's really difficult. But there is going to be a choir for La Bohème.
Yeah, no, it's just so wonderful. It's like, I mean, I missed singing classical music. I missed working with an orchestra. Yeah. I missed all that. So like, even in rehearsals last week, like, you know what I'm like, I talk like cows come home. Well, I was in flying mode last week because it was like, I had met people outside of my bubble and I felt like, you know, I escaped the mental asylum.
Absolutely.
And it was just...
I know.
It was brilliant. And just singing this music by Puccini, I just, you know, like,
and Bohème
I
is
love
just,
Puccini.
And it's like,
Bohème is something close to my heart.
It's like a hit factory, Bohème. It really is.
Yeah, no, it's close to my heart. I made my debut in 2010 singing Bohème.
Yeah.
And also, I was in Hamburg last year singing Bohème before the lockdown. So it was the last thing I did on stage. And here I am back on. And singing Bohème again.
Which is wonderful.
And I love it.
It is beautiful. I'm so excited for it. I mean, we'll have a date night at home now. And we'll be dressed up.
Will you be dressing up in your tux?
Dressing up? Well, I don't know if I do the tux. But I'll certainly have the good suit on. I've no doubt about it, we're going to dress up. And we're going to have the dinner and then sit back and enjoy. By the way, what time is it going out? Is it 7:30?
Half past seven,
yeah, that's great. Because, you know, we need to make the point again. I made it with Stephen, but make it with you. It's the 62-piece Irish National Opera Orchestra. The Irish National Opera Chorus.
Yeah.
And it's a children's choir as well. So, like, it's enormous.
It's going to be amazing. It's conducted by Sergio Alapan, who is just, in my opinion, a Puccini expert. He's wonderful. And,
he's Spanish, is he?
Yes, and the cast are brilliant. And it's just very exciting. And I think everybody will have a wonderful evening. Like, I mean, everybody's watching now, you know, the Met are putting out things and stuff like that. I would call them reruns. This is live.
Yeah.
And you get to be part of it. Like, it's amazing.
It's a night out.
7:30 and it's a night out and you'll enjoy yourself. Yeah. And, you know, I can't wait till it's over till I open my bottle of Prosecco.
Well, it's a night out in, that's what I'm calling it. Before we play you, NCH as well, you have something there?
Yeah, on the 29th of April.
What are you doing?
I'm going, I call them my girls, but I don't own them, with the piano trio, Dervla Brosnan, Ava McDonough and Linda O'Connor. Well, we're doing a concert in the National Concert Hall on Thursday, 29th. And it's going to be available on the same platform as the Bohème on dice.fm. And I'm really just looking forward to it.
That's good. And you're busy. And it keeps your head straight and it keeps you doing what you
do. It's just so wonderful to be going back to work. Like, I can't believe how much I've missed it, like, and how much it's affected me. Like, you know, it's like an adrenaline rush, and I miss that. Like, I miss the travelling. I miss meeting different people.
Did you feel a bit lost?
I miss all that.
Did you feel a bit lost during this?
Yeah. I know, I did. And I felt at times sad, you know. And a lot happened during the lockdown, as we all know, in my life. But I just felt I was missing the drive. And, of course, we have all these brilliant intentions that, you know, during the lockdown I'm going to learn a language and I'm going to learn a new opera and stuff like that. But I actually found those big goals a bit daunting. I didn't even know where to start. I kind of lost my way. So I just put out little goals for myself and got through it every day as much as I could. And you wake up, it's a different day, and you just try to make the most of it. And now it seems that it's propelling forward and it's building momentum, and I'm getting more excited and delighted to be back at work. And I'm so grateful for Irish National Opera.
Yes.
And I'm aware of the fact that a lot of people are still not working. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
Particularly in the entertainment industry.
Very blessed. Yeah, and I feel very blessed. And I'm also aware of the fact that, like, you know, you don't get asked to do these things all the time. The phone could stop ringing, so you can't, you know.
It won't stop for you. You're too popular.
Please
you're
stop.
Too good. And you're too...
Please
no,
stop.
No, but you're too good. You're too fantastic. And we've been saying it for an awfully long time, and you know, that we have. So, like...
Thank you.
No, but people
you're
are
so
huge.
Kind.
But people are very, very taken with you. They always are. And it's also because you wear your fame fairly lightly on your shoulder. You don't... You're not bother about it, you know, which is very important.
Well, you
important.
Can't be too complacent, as I said.
No, I know that.
And I'm very grateful for everything, and I'm very grateful for a lot of things that have happened in my career, as I said, and I'm very grateful to Fergus Shields for this opportunity, so...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, now listen, you've only recorded, from what I can gather, one piece from Bohème, am I right? I can only find one.
Yeah, the See Me Chiama No Mi Mi. Yes.
That's all we have.
But you look, I'm fucking recording the whole lot of it next week.
Aren't you? Would we have it for life? There'll be no escape now.
And you'll have to play every single bit then.
I suppose I will now. Well, anyway, we're going to play it to finish off. Look, I'm looking forward to it. Just a reminder again, it's next Saturday, 13th of March. It's at 7:30, live stream from Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and we're just thrilled. And by the way, just for, you can get in touch. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie is the way in.
Yes.
Mr. Falloon gave me another way in. I'm trying to.
Oh, you can look at, look, just the easiest way for anybody to get in is to actually look at the Bord Gáis website or the Irish National Opera.
Website. Because they'll have the link to it, and away you go. And the general tickets are 28 and 23 for a concession. It's fantastic. Céline, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to waving at you on the telly.
I'll do big cheers afterwards to you.
Do that. And here you are
God
with
bless.
Some Puccini.
Thank you.
God bless.
You've been listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.